I got to know that I'm not alone. 833-563-2539. If you have a story or maybe you saw this happen, can you please call in 833-563-2539? Because I was so embarrassed. I talked about this on air a few weeks ago. Somebody, I don't know if they wrote my information down when they took my card at a drive-through or if somebody just found it on the internet, but one of my my debit cards got jacked up and they took like a couple $100 off and I had to get a new card. And they told me it was all set. I went on, I activated my my card, and I put the PIN in there on my phone. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go buy some stuff with my fun money. I was gonna get like some drinks for the morning show, like some energy drinks. I go to pay for it. It's like $10 or $11 for these three or four drinks. Denied.
Aww.
It's like, sir,
that's embarrassing.
Sir, sorry, yeah. Your card's declined. And all these people are behind me, and this is so awkward. And of course, everybody, when their cars decline, it's like, oh, I swear there's money. But everything's, oh, he doesn't have $5. Or he doesn't have $2 or $10 or whatever the cost is. 833-563-2539. I want you to call in this morning, and I want to know exactly what happened. What did you try to buy, but you got denied? It could be a very, very small amount. Or maybe you had like $400 worth of groceries, and you got like, oh. I'm reliving a bad moment. Have you guys ever tried to buy like a big expensive thing and got denied? Because I have too.
Yeah. I went to when I was in Las Vegas. So we had the... So here's the thing, and this is a word to the wise. If you go on vacay or something, so we had a bunch of people in the huge suite up top, but I was the first to arrive. Well, heads up, when you arrive, they want you to put all the nights down on your card.
Oh,
I'm talking
up front?
Thousands of dollars because
oh
we were staying
gosh.
For an extended period.
Yeah, pay up
and
front.
It was bad news. And I was like, oh, can I just, I was like, let me just do a night until everyone else gets here.
So you had to pay for it all?
No, I convinced them to let me just do one night. I mean, because it would have been like insane. Oh. Yeah, but you, and on top of that, then you have to do all the, like the extras and all the things. So it would have been. Yeah,
live the web, girl. Not to to cast doubt upon you, but I feel like you've had this happen where you've been denied before. Am I wrong?
Oh my gosh, I have been denied so many times, and I never knew my password to my like debit card account.
Oh no!
So I would just keep spending and going until I got denied because
you're
I didn't know my password, so I had no idea how much money I had in there. And one time when I was in college, I decided to take my boyfriend out to dinner because he had just studying for a big exam into dental. Dental school. And so I decided to take him out on a date, and we had this nice sushi date, ordered so much sushi, some alcoholic drinks, all of this stuff. I give him my card and it comes back and it was denied. So then he ended up having to pay for it.
833-563-2539. I want to hear the situation. Don't be embarrassed. We've all been there.
Yeah, we've all been there. I mean, it happens to everybody.
Big or small, what were you trying to buy? And then you ended up getting denied. Kayla, hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What were you trying to buy?
So it was actually my boyfriend. It was college Halloween time. So we're at Goodwill, and my boyfriend gets his card denied for like a $3 purchase at Goodwill.
Oh my gosh.
And he has another card, and it gets denied again.
Were they nice about it? At least we're like, oh, bar machine's acting funny today. I mean, usually they're sweet, right?
No. They kind of were just like looking at us like, okay. And he's like, okay, that has to be wrong. Gets a new card. It happens again. Wasn't wrong.
Well, I mean, it's the Goodwill. Did they do something, like, good?
Did they have Goodwill? Right.
No, I had to buy it.
Oh, there you go. And that's the thing, too. It's like, I wonder who's got the lowest amount. Like, did somebody try to buy, like, a 99-cent Arizona iced tea? You get declined for that? Because I know it's happened for people. I think the big thing, too, it's like, you ever been in a situation where you're trying to get groceries? Because groceries, even if you're single, can be $100. If you got a family, those can be $200, $300, $400, $500. Like, if you're buying a bunch of food, I remember my mom back as a kid would spend $300. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then declined.
Yeah, and that's the worst if you have, I mean, because think about the situation. You have all the food, all the stuff on the belt.
It's
and you
terrible.
Have, you have to put all that stuff back, or did they just bag it up and
oh,
wait?
If that was the case, I would be like, I'll be right back, and then I would never come back. Rebecca, hey, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. What you want to say? Like, what's your story?
Hey, good morning, guys. So I don't know if you're familiar with the Venmo card. It's kind of like a PayPal. Well, I didn't realize it was like a weekly usage that you can use. So I ran into the grocery store yesterday to get my kids their lunches for the week because we're so busy during the week. So that's pretty much all I get. And I get to the register and it said declined. And then the sweet lady's like, yeah, so your card's being declined, and everybody's staring at me. And I'm like, aww. No, there's money on here. Hold on, let me double check. So I go into my Venmo, and I'm like, okay, I don't know what the problem is. So we swiped it again. Like, it's saying that the amount you're trying to use, like, you don't have enough funds. And she's saying it where everybody can hear. I'm like, that's not correct.
Oh, that's the worst. She's like, ma'am, I don't think you have enough money for this purchase.
God, that makes my heart hurt, because that's just one of those situations where, come on, have some couth.
Ma'am, would you like to remove something from your basket? We can try to see if you won't be denied again. I want to make sure Jeremy, the stock boy in the back, can hear this too.
Right.
Oh, hey, thank you for calling in this morning. I'm glad we can all laugh about it now, but when that happens in the heat of the moment, that is the absolute worst.
It's okay. Just remember, everyone has been there. You're going to get through it. It's all good.
All right. Hey, thank you guys for your calls this morning. We really appreciate it.